America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Think about that.
I want to sit down and cry a river of tears.
All the major internets do that.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
Somebody, KTH Brian Suits here. I just heard that. They're top of the hour. I don't know how I missed that. I was watching CNBC. They went away to the shot where the president comes ambling in and stands at the podium. But you just the Ukraine aid bill, including Indo-Pacific, which is how we say Taiwan now, the president did sign that. And it also does include a instruction for TikTok to sell themselves, punch themselves, choke themselves or something, but get out of our market with that Chinese-owned crap. And... the Chinese came right back with, you're restricting free speech. And it's really galling how they will pick and choose when they want to hide behind the First Amendment, almost like they're undergraduates at Columbia or something. And this is my new favorite academic from NYU University, Dr. Scott Galloway. This is a point he made yesterday, which I salute his comic timing here.
Every American media company that's been allowed to operate in China. Okay, I'm done. They let no media companies in there. It's crazy that we would allow this.
And the thing is, and the point he's making is, I'll list every American media company that operates in China.
American media company that's been allowed to operate in China.
And he is silent.
Okay, I'm done.
There you go. And so what he's talking about is like you can literally risk your freedom by going behind a underground pirate hack VPN. But if you go online and you search for Nord, NMRD VPN, or one, I'm not endorsing any particular one, but any VPN, free or not, the Chinese Ministry for State Security, the MSS, the guys that do the internal and external security, including data collection, all that, you can't have internet access without having a license for your IP. It's like having a gun in East Germany or something. You had to get a license for your typewriter in East Germany. I mean, literally. And that's what you have to do in China. And they have portrayed that to their people as, well, that's common sense. Otherwise, it's Lord of the Flies out there. Now, that's disharmony. We can't have disharmony. And so you can't, if you are willing to risk your kidneys or freedom, and if you risk your freedom, you're risking your kidneys in China, then you can maybe stream something on Netflix or whatever. But they are so afeared of YouTube and all that that, as a condition of having access to the Chinese market, which is a lot of money, Google said, here's the keys. They didn't say, screw you, it's the internet, it's wide open, and no. There's your American tech people defending your right to flow information back and forth, and all the lofty thoughts about the internet would bring freedom and all that. Well, not if the internet, if the people that create the internet are the ones taking the freedom. And by the way, another tranche of Google people who were outing Google for contracting with Google Web Services and cloud services with Israel, they were fired. So FAFO continues. So good for them. I'm for them. But I mean, I'm for Google doing that. I'm for people learning a lesson. But the president did sign the thing, and China's going to, as usual, they're going to react. They're going to be over the top about the entire thing. And, I mean, if I were that guy, then I would steal this line directly and say to the Chinese ambassador, if he places a formal complaint on your desk or whatever, I would say, look, here's my list of American media companies that can operate in your country.
Every American media company that's been allowed to operate in China.
Should I can double that. That's the native pause. I didn't edit that. Should I double it? Would that be funnier?
For effect?
I would sit there with my arms crossed looking at the Chinese ambassador, who speaks, by the way, great English because he spent years at the University of Iowa and Kansas. And it would be call and response. You name an American media company that can operate in China, and I'll pay you $10. I'll take you to a Washington Capitals game. They love the hockey or something. But, I mean, they don't allow it because the ideas are disharmonious. And
what was the point?
And they ask questions like, where'd the COVID come from? You know, things that will rob you of both kidneys in their country. And so, I mean, it's clearly not quid pro quo. They are a this for that government. And you can say for every American media outlet like Amazon Prime, YouTube, Netflix that you allow into China, we will allow one into America and then not mean it, knowing full well they would never take you up on that. So the agreement says that ByteDance can sell TikTok, and some American will buy TikTok for them and probably make them phenomenally wealthy. Apple could do it with their bar tab. They still have more cash on hand than anyone else, any other 10 companies on earth, and they would love to have TikTok. And the question one for my kid is always, you don't put anything up on TikTok, do you? And she was like, no. But I said, do you watch it? And she's like, yeah, they all do. Everyone at the high school does. Like face down in TikTok. So in other words, they're in front of the algorithm. They're watching what the algorithm, they're pushing stuff like Israel is conducting a genocide. And they'll the prettier, and the algorithm has face recognition because everything in China has facial recognition. So if a hot chick is getting young American men to say, let me tell you why Gaza is being genocided by the Jews, they will push content like that to next in the queue. And that's that. And you can sit there all day long and watch some hot American undergraduate in a crop top tell you that the Jews are doing the genocides because she learned it from a congressperson yesterday at Columbia University, Ilhan Omar. And where is it? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong day. Okay, so here we go. So with apologies for her tone of voice, because there's something really weird about her high end. I don't mind her having a high voice, but it cracks. Do you hear it crack? Let's all hear it crack. And okay, what everything she's about to say is disprovable nonsense.
I am incredibly moved by your courage and bravery as a student body in putting your bodies on the line to stand in solidarity to end the genocide that is taking.
I hate that phrase. I've never stood in solidarity with anything, or because that just has an inherently commie gobbledygook tone to it. Like when the president stands with union workers on a picket line, well, anyway, I can stand there too.
And to stand in solidarity to end the genocide that is taking place in Gaza at this moment.
Gaza. So that's our new style guide, Greg. From now on, it's Gaza. Don't let me read a headline like where was it? Well, it had Gaza in it, and from now on, I'm saying Gaza. But you have white women dressing like her because they want to be her. Then you have these guys looking at her with their heads cocked to the side going, please tell me about genocide in Gaza.
I have to tell you, it's been incredibly painful for the last 5 days to see the discovery, while there is a discovery, of a mass grave of more than 200 Palestinians in Khan Yunus, that our media, our elected politicians, our president, every single leader is spending their time and energy in talking about the protests as if you all are not here to give voice to the genocide.
Because the mass grave story has so many holes in it. And here's a couple of them, and these are pretty grim. So grab a seat or your bus rail or whatever. It clearly was a overflow waste disposal site for the Nasser Hospital that it's adjacent to, right next to in Khan Yunis. They needed a place for dead Palestinian civilians to go. So they scratched out a big ditch with a bulldozer, and they began putting bodies in there that were dying in the hospital. Some have IV lines still stuck in them, and some of them have, are you ready, post-mortem bullet wounds. So figure that chronology out, okay? So the Israelis have the receipts, they have the satellite photos, they have the drone footage, and this is a sitting U.S. congressperson who's not a Jew hater, she has to tell you that all the time, telling you that there was a mass grave of all obscenities, blaming the Israel Defense Forces for putting bodies in a mass grave in Gaza. And that's part of the reason the media doesn't want to get behind this, because the Israelis are much better at making backdoor phone calls than doing it in front of the camera. But and so that's why there's a lot of media backing off on the story, because it doesn't hold water.
Single leader is spending their time and energy in talking about the protests as if you all are not here to give voice to the genocide that is taking place in Gaza.
Huzzah, huzzah. So other.
What started out 5 days ago with only 70 students or...
Anyway, point made. You get my... Do you hear that kind of sing-songy thing that she does when she's talking about Gaza? I don't want to officially ban her. She's gold. There's too much stuff.
I think that's the right instinct.
Yeah, but it's not newsy. It's not as breaking news as Mika Brzezinski being sick of Pecker.
And if I heard the word Pecker one more time, I thought I was going to lose my mind. But he was the lead story. Pecker.
David Pecker. We should be clear.
So he was a witness in the trial that they keep beating. Yeah, don't beat that trial to death and then complain about the witnesses' names and stuff. Well, So speaking of Tesla's killing people in Woodinville, actually not in Woodinville, there was a distracted driver and his Tesla on autopilot, and it killed a motorcyclist on 522 just past the Suquamish River.
Monday on Fox and watch anytime on Hulu.
The last time she saw her brother Jeff in person, he hugged her and said he loved her. It's the last memory she has of him before he was killed Friday afternoon.
Honestly, just losing my brother is the worst part.
Probable cause documents say the suspected driver admitted his Tesla was on autopilot and that he was on his phone when he hit Jeff on State Route 522 near Fales Road.
Even with the autopilot, you still need to keep your hands on the wheel.
Okay, I thought they were covered in sensors, aren't they?
Yeah.
I can't even put my car in reverse, and it's not a Tesla. It's just a high-fabric, uber-engineered Deutsche Auto. I can't put it in reverse when I parallel park without it beeping the hell out of me. And for the record, if you look at that, literally was my exit, my off-ramp, on-ramp. There was a blue house. As you're passing the Fales Road off-ramp, look north, look towards Sohomish. That was my old crib. Love that place. Know the road very well. I mean, know it so well that my muscle memory, blind with my eyes closed, I would make it safely to 405. Maybe not through Woodinville, but anyway. Jay Inslee wants you all to be on autopilot killing people because Washington State will launch an electric vehicle rebate program this summer in an effort to make EVs affordable for between 6,500 and 8,000 low-income residents, state officials announced Tuesday. And somewhere somebody said, we're doing this for the equity. We don't want just wealthy people to be sustainable. We don't want to blame climate change on the poor, because ultimately that's where they wind up. You know, you low-income people with your electricity and your coal-fired power plants in your backyards of Tukwila and Rainier Valley, how about that deal? So this will launch in August. Eligible residents will get $5,000 off a new EV, $2,500 off a used EV at the time of purchase from the dealer. So the dealer immediately applies tax credit or however they're going to deliver it. It might be Jay Inslee with a little kitty wheelbarrow full of cash, for all we know. and a little a stupid hat. Yeah, I always picture him with a stupid hat. He needs a stupid hat. In a way, he's always wearing it. So the program is also going to help you with a lease. And if you can't get on Craigslist and find somebody trying to pay you to take their Tesla 3, Model 3, off their hands, then you don't know how to use the Craigslist. $2,500 off a used EV lease, $9,000 for a new EV lease. Jeez. But only if you're earning 300% of the federal poverty level, income level, or less. And I didn't Google that one. Can you produce a Greg? Can you just Google federal poverty level?
I'm on
poverty
it.
Line? Because there's no state poverty line. It's a federal one. So we have to go 300% over that to be eligible. Just below, let's do 298. But anyway, what is 100% of the federal poverty line?
For individuals or families?
Yeah,
or?
I'm not leasing my EV for a family. It's going to be just
federal
a me ride.
Poverty level for individuals, 2024 income numbers, $15,060.
So three times that is $45,000. So you must be making $45,000 or less to be eligible for this. So are eligible for the program's incentives that works out to earnings of less than $45,180 annually for a single person or less than $93,600 for a family of four. The program will run through June 2025 or until funds run out. And again, folks, I urge you, don't get trampled in the rush. There's a reason they're not selling. There's a reason that, and by the way, watch what's about to happen. This is where the federal government or the state government is putting their thumb on a market that currently doesn't exist. Now, if half of Tacoma, if South Hill gets to run up I-5 and swarm the lot at Fife BMW, you're going to find a hybrid nobody wants. You're going to find a hybrid Jaguar nobody wants. That's why the lot is filled with them. They pay you to test drive them. Then you realize this is not a real Jaguar. That's the soundtrack. It doesn't sound like a Jaguar. And so there's going to be a purchase bloom, and where it shouldn't exist. Where there's currently a market, and the market is speaking. We don't want these cars because there's nowhere to charge the damn things. But anyway, free money, free money, and the dealers are not stupid. they see $9,000 per car. Okay, there's a car. It's going to sit here for 2 months, or we can make $9,000 by Friday on it. Yes, come take our come lease our EVs. That's how you say in business. So there's that, and that's how much the guy is in love with poor people and sustainable CO2 fighting or whatever he thinks he's doing. But for anyone who has one, and they tend to be people with disposable income, because they can afford to have a car on the other side of the driveway charging all day long because they have another car to fall back on. Everybody has to have a fallback car when you have an EV. The nightmare is the same one shared by Mercedes and BMW drivers. Dear God, please let the check engine light stay off. Because when a Tesla needs work, go up to someone loading a Tesla at a Costco. Is this thing a pain in the ass? If in a parallel world, would you rather be eaten by cannibals like Biden's uncle? Or would you rather own this Tesla long term?
Elon.
And they'll say eaten by cannibals like Uncle Bozy.
Uncle Bozy, Ambrose J. Finnegan. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down.
Why didn't they find his body?
In New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of the-
So they just ate him. So anyway, now there he is. Always tell your over the top BS, your easily disprovable stories on a good mic. That's the difference there. So anyway, that is I think the funding source came from a federal bill. So it's not exactly our money, but it is fungible. If it goes into the general fund of the state of Washington, it could go for all of your you know, left-handed lowland fish licenses starting this weekend, or what? Right-handed, whatever you want. It's just money that's going into not potholes, not a new bridge, not a new lane on I-5 or whatever. And I don't know what the hell they're doing, but it's officially been 2 years now. Off of T-Mobile, if they're repainting the lane lines, you're failing because I can't see them. If you're Julio Rodriguez and you're celebrating your solo home run.
Hey, there we go. High drive left field. Wave. Boom, boom.
And that was his first Adios Pelota of this season?
It's true. Came really? Late, but it finally happened.
Finally? That's his first home run. It's on game 40? Or something. Anyway, he gave it a ride. There goes an EV baseball.
Here we go. High drive left field. Wave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So anyway, back in a second, we'll do a checking of your texting. 800-465, including ones we didn't read at 6:30. 800-465-8770. Back with your text after this on AM770 KTTH. AM770 KTTH. How dare you make fun of politicians? This is I haven't checked in a while, but I thought Australia was a free country. The Prime Minister is complaining about angry memes. And he's on the record. I didn't play it yesterday, but on Monday, he did say an arrogant billionaire telling us what we can and can't buy on in Australia. Because Musk wants a more robust debate before TikTok is banned. Because it's a valid form of expression to reply with a mean meme, a mean gif or whatever. I'm a huge fan of the mean gifs. Love the mean gifs, and the sarcastic ones. My favorite one is that Steve Carell. Have I ever given you that one, Producer Greg? Steve Carell pointing back at you. He's got a cocktail glass.
Yeah, he's holding like a glass of whiskey or something like that. And it's sort of a
and he's
kind of a meme.
Yeah, he's pointing at you. That means chef's kiss. That's my favorite one, but.
Impressed.
And I don't take it personal when people send me mean memes with like Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec. I get it. I look like him. I laugh every day. Then I perfect my impression, but it's not very good.
I have
good.
This guy.
It's not very good.
Who is a waiter at our local eatery, and he likes to tell me I look like Brendan Fraser. And I just can't help but think, Brendan Fraser's last movie, he was like 600
Encino
pounds.
Man?
No, he was like 600 pounds in the movie The Whale. So I'm like, which Brendan Fraser? Are we talking early 90s Brendan Fraser or the latest where he's really
or
let himself
Encino
go?
Encino Man, yeah.
It's always a risk telling someone they look like a celebrity.
Well, here he is. Here's the Prime Minister of Oz talking about Albanese, talking about they were mean to me, so I should have the right to ban them.
Media platforms. Have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself.
Oh, no! They're mocking an elected official.
And I just like to reply with this audio meme.
That's a knife.
So, yeah, this is not that guy. Fake images of myself, like perhaps putting my head on a camel.
Superimposed on other people.
No.
That's the sort of thing that is going on social media.
You mean parody? My God, put an end to it. Show them the knife.
Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
Did you catch up with Premier Daniel?
So anyway, he's against it. Well, if you saw the body cam from Seattle police on Friday, the man fatally shot by Seattle police at a Tukwila hotel last week was a retired U.S. Navy physician tied to an address in Hansville in Kitsap County. So the chap, Bruce Mentally, a 67-year-old. So here's what happens in the video. And I tweeted it out, by the way. It's a sting. It's people that responded to catfishing from the child trafficking, Puget Sound Child Trafficking Task Force, whatever it is. If you respond to that, it's because you think you're communicating with, in this case, a 7-year-old or an 11-year-old that is available for sex. This is how pernicious this crap is. And then they tell you that their parents are at South Center or whatever, and they're at the South Center Doubletree. And then when you show up at the correct door number, that's intent. Put that in front of a jury, that's intent. Intent to commit sex with a minor is a crime. It's a big one. And so in the video, the individual who knocks on the door when Seattle police open it, he sees three guys in uniform. He's a physician. He all of a sudden sees that it's over. It's done. His run on this earthly plane is done. And he pulls a Glock out of his jacket in front of three cops. And it's loaded. He's manipulating the weapon. And then the lead cop says gun. I tweeted out the body cam video. If you're squeamish about this stuff, do not watch it. A round is fired. So a guy brought a gun, and he's now using a gun. So the officers, in accordance with the rules of engagement, return fire. And they do a mag dump in him. I mean, he's gone. And that's not for style points. That is, according to training and experience, as long as the person with the gun is still retaining the weapon, you get to end the threat. So anyway, 67-year-old man who was identified yesterday by the King County Medical Examiner's Office, they determined he died from multiple gunshot wounds and ruled a death a homicide. And I'm not going to I was looking for the video. You can look on my Twitter feed for it. If you want. It's Chief Diaz warned you several times that it's hard to look at and the whole thing. But anyway, he's dead. That's why he was at the King County Medical Examiner's Office. It wasn't a professional courtesy. Seattle Police Department is the head agency, the leading agency for the statewide Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Task Force members were conducting a sting at the Doubletree in Tukwila to arrest a suspect. And this is, and you've been in a hotel like this, okay? It's a big, square, open atrium hotel. And, you know, there's a balcony, there's a railing and a walkway all the way around the fourth floor. And so the guy comes and knocks on 407 or whatever he thought, where he thought he was meeting a 7-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl. Now, unless there is some Make-A-Wish Foundation that conducts its business over a catfishing law enforcement searching for pedophiles line, then it would appear that something entirely predictable happened. The guy came ready for this to happen. And you can see it on the video.
Well, what's incredible about that video is just how fast
this happens.
Thing happens. I've only seen the first part of it, and then it gets cut off. I've seen the local news sanitized version of it.
Yeah.
But the cops open the door, and in a split second.
His weapon's out.
A split second.
First.
And the fact that the cops take this guy down is just, one, a testament to their training, and two, a testament to their judgment in the moment. And it bears repeating that cops deserve our deference and our applause on a regular basis and the benefit of the doubt.
Until you go through something that fast.
Oh, my gosh, Brian.
Because the lead guy, the number one guy, was going to try to dominate the gun in the guy's hand because he's looking for two things, a suicide or a cop doesn't go home that night. Because it's that fast. There's two options. That somebody in that position, when confronted with law enforcement, frequently bring a weapon to kill themselves. This guy, I don't know what his intention was, but he pulls the weapon out with an officer right in front of him and two more with badges showing. There's no doubt who these big guys are. And then do you hear the radio commercial in the background?
No, are you hearing something?
Bad publicity. Yeah, don't do that. But anyway, he draws the weapon, so something is going to happen with the weapon. One of two things. He either caps himself or he tries to take out the cops. You don't know what's happening at that point, but he has a weapon, and then the weapon accidentally goes off, or his intention was to shoot himself in the foot or something. But either way, when we're identifying ourselves and they start with police, show me your hands, and he pulls a weapon, a handgun out, oriented to be fired, but not aiming at them. You know, I mean, when you're dealing with these kind of guys, they know what they're doing. I mean, driving from Kitsap County, he's had an hour to think about it. He knows what he's doing is really, 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 really wrong enough that he brought a gun, and that when he knocks on the door, his hand is on the gun, ready to pull out. So there's two reasons he's going to have it. And then, you know what I mean when I say mag dump? I don't want to be too graphic, but
just
two cops did a mag dump of the guy because he wasn't letting go of the weapon because he was still a threat. So there you go. Since 2019, cyber tips to the task force about possible child sexual exploitation in the state have increased 250%, according to Seattle Police. So anyway,
that's all social media, by the way.
Yeah,
it's all social media.
And
driven.
I mean, if passes prologue, he's going to have friends that are going to they're going to express shock and surprise. He didn't seem like that. They never do. They never do. They're masters at swimming in our ocean. And you have to be really careful about rideshare programs that say that they're certified. They do background checks for all their highest rated drivers and all that. That's another avenue to get access to a kid in a car. You know what they don't do? They don't do warrant checks. They cannot check for current outstanding warrants for their drivers. Okay, so don't put your kid in a Lyft or Uber or whatever until they can find a better way to do the background check. When pedophiles line up to get jobs at Toys R Us, because they go where the kids are. So don't be shocked by the third grade teacher or the gym teacher or whatever. So if this guy was a Navy doctor, you know, thank you for your service. That did not involve molestation of children, but you're a bad guy and you came loaded in case good guys faced, you know, caught you at the door and good guys answer the door. But anyway, let's do a check-in the texting. I have none curated.
This will be a brief version of the checking of the texting.
And again, prosciutto is ham. It's not beef. Self-correcting on that
one. I'm still going to call it prosciutto like a dirty American.
Yeah.
From the 360, isn't Boeing an American company, Brian? Won't their success hamper the success of the Chinese two-engine commercial airliner? Why so much focus on Boeing lately for every incident and not on airliners' airplane maintenance?
Like if a crazy cougar stands up and claims that the guy that she was sitting next to is not real, I'm not blaming Boeing for that. I'm not blaming Boeing for the drunk passenger that Southwest let on in Vegas. I'm not blaming Boeing. Boeing's not going to like incorporate breathalyzers at the door. But they didn't hemorrhage a bunch of green today. So they had kind of a good day when Boeing reported their earnings early. We'll end with that when we come back here in just a second. Not as bad as it could have been. Not as bad as Tesla, I'll say that.
Yeah, one more text about Tesla from the 206. EVs aren't selling, Brian, despite the value of EVs plummeting. A concern by Tesla since it was seen as a premium brand. They're now in danger of losing that status and their premium pricing.
They are. They're lowering the prices of their cars on all their West Coast markets because they're terrified of Biden allowing Chinese NAFTA cars. The Chinese are buying factories left and right in such as the Mexico. And Elon is terrified. When the White House won't even list his car company, the most profitable in North America, won't even acknowledge they exist, then obviously he's terrified that they want to put their thumb on the scale and allow Chinese EVs into this country. Because if you want to lowball someone, you cannot get lower than $3,000. The Chinese are almost literally giving away their cars to Russians. They're the most cynical thing I've ever seen. The Chinese are doing a deal along the Chinese-Russian border. They have lots of brand new EVs. And when you get your death benefit, thanks for letting me use your son in Ukraine check, which is cash from Putin, you turn that right over to the EV manufacturer and you drive away with the car. And it's like the equivalent of $3,000. And it's a cheaply made car. And the thing about Teslas is, I've been in them, they are beautifully made. They're really well made. They're heavy. They're like battleships. So when they're cutting those costs, when they're trying to get you in those cars, then maybe that's a viable car. But anyway, no one's buying them because you can't top them off like you can with gas back in the second AM 770 KTTH. Many different dialects of English and Italian, as it turns out. And so let's learn Italian, shall we? AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Boeing reports better than feared quarter, which is absolutely what was in the cards. The supply chain is stabilizing amid the 737 MAX crisis. And the crisis may be that people aren't buying them as much as, say, actually buying them. I mentioned this because a final check in the texting includes my chap pointing out that the new Chinese commercial small twin-engined tourist plane is competing directly with Boeing. And are they going to be out ordered? Well, I'll say sure until the first one crashes. So there's that. But let's learn how to say bruschetta. And I'm not going to, you know, Greg is accusing me of name dropping left and right. And so I turned to my good friend. I'm trying to think of like the biggest celebrity I would know that you know.
Tom Cruise.
I have friends.
No,
definitely have friends.
Captain Kirk.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know,
that guy.
You don't know his name.
Bill Shatner.
Bill Shatner. So I go, Bill, how do you, when you're in Italy, when you're actually in Italy and you're ordering things to, and they recommend a thing, how do they recommend the thing? And he'll say something like prosciutto or bruschetta. And I say, well, do you know anyone that can tell me directly? And he says, well, try Valentina Sella. She's a native-born reader, writer, speaker, listener of the Italian, of the Northern Italian accent. And just like in this country, people in Washington, we say Washington. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. But that's what we always say. Everybody else who's never lived in Nevada says Nevada. Everyone on the East Coast says Nevada. Like on election night. No, we're still waiting for Nevada results. Nobody in Nevada says Nevada. Nobody. They all say Nevada. That's how you say Nevada. And but not like Italian. The vast differences in pronunciation. And I have a rule. When you're in someone's town and they pronounce the name of the town, pronounce it like them. So there's that. And I had many, many humbling lessons about that. So there I am, minding my own business in northern Italy, in the Tuscany region, in Firenze, as they say, or Florence, as you say. And let's say you wanted some Italian thin-sliced ham or Spanish thin-sliced ham. How would you order for the Tomlins?
Bruschetta.
No, prosciutto, you said.
What are we talking about?
thinly sliced ham.
Prosciutto.
What about a toasted baguette with sliced pesto tomato with some olive oil on it?
I shun tomatoes, so I don't know.
Oh, you've never had bruschetta?
Too slimy.
Well, when you do, it's so good. What? Well, you do it in one bite. You're not supposed to linger over bruschetta. If you do, you are a fool of what you do.
Tomatoes are too slimy.
Really? No. Valentina, correct my man here.
You want to learn the correct Italian pronunciation for the most common Italian food words, you will love this video. So keep watching and don't forget to give this video a thumbs up and also...
A thumbs up. I don't give you a thumbs up. I give you a we'll see how you do this, and maybe I give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel right now for
more. It says subscribe, Valentina. So I'm already, if your English is this bad, your English is getting a thumbs down.
Just click on the subscribe button below this video. Let's start with what's probably the most mispronounced Italian word.
What do you think it's going to be, producer Greg, who knows everything?
I'm waiting.
Doesn't know any people. What do you suspect? Because it's been the subject of our 2 hours and 52 minutes of discussion.
That's the state of things here on the air, yeah. Okay. Bruschetta.
Which is bruschetta. Bruschetta. And as always, if you want, you can repeat aloud after me so you can learn these immediately and correctly.
Immediately and correctly.
So with this word, the most common mistake I've seen is to pronounce these like bruschetta.
Yeah, wrong.
That never
you're doing it shetta if you do it like that. It's bruschetta. So
bruschetta.
So that's why, because I had the garçon, which means boy, say prosciutto. In Parma.
That's wrong.
And you know where Parmesan cheese comes from? Parma.
Prosciutto.
And a great, and by the way, Northern Italy, if you just drive around, here's my pro tip for all of you. There's so many little hilltop, beautiful little towns outside of Florence or Firenze, Pisa, Livorno, and just stop at a place and say, where's your favorite restaurant? And they'll say, up there. And you go up there and you give it a thumbs up. When you're in there, just say, we are but simple Americans with no agenda. We're heading up to Verona. What's your special of the house? And they will bring it to you. If you enjoy it, and you probably will be blown away by it, they won't want your money. You just tell them, and this day and age, this is an ancient Italian thing. The social media began in with Italian mouths. Just say, this is the best thing I've ever had. I'm putting a dot on my Facebook where I've been. This is amazing. And give me the recipe and what's your name, the whole thing. And you'll be lucky to pay for anything. You'll have to leave the money on the table and the whole thing. But that's how you Italy. So what have you learned today? I've already done how to win your nap. Now I'm doing how to win your Italy.
Okay. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. So if you're overseas and across the pond, you can pronounce it the way they do. But when you come back to America, you say it as the locals do here. You don't like roll the R's or anything like that. Otherwise, you become Jada.
Turnovers. And today I'm going to use what I call fusilli, but sometimes they're also called rotini. We're going to cook some spaghetti, yes. Today I'm actually going to use a little Pinot Grigio because I've got a lot of Pinot Grigio in my fridge.
Yeah!
We don't say Estados Unidos here. We say the United States of America.
Yeah, but they say America. You know, we're there. I mean, I'm just telling you, when it's the food, we don't say, bring me some of that baguette, some of that French baguette with drizzled olive oil and chopped tomatoes. And they'll say, oh, you mean bruschetta. And they'll say that in Paris. Yeah. That's the sad truth for people who think they speak French because I, like, took 8 years of it between Nathan Hale and Englemore and then the UW or whatever. You get there, you find out that native French speakers from Quebec will speak English in France, because unless you have the Parisian accent, you're wasting your time with the garbage man, les garçons. You know, I will order and get my food faster than you will. But just say bruschetta when you're in such as the Italy, such as and try prosciutto and don't send that email that you just took half an hour typing about how you're. You're all your time at Alviano Air Force Base and all that. We all have those stories. All right, they're fun stories. Just keep them fun. Don't make me. I highly recommend. By the way, yesterday's 10th break is how to win your nap. There it is. The rules on how to make a nap enhance your living experience by buying you a second day every single day. I even urge you to pass it on to friends, because you can, I think it'll endear me to them. So help me help you and get your Uncle Bozy, Etten, in his parachute. And we'll see you back tomorrow.
Uncle Bo's
I don't have time for this anymore. Anyway, Uncle Finnegan was eaten by cannibals or something.
Bring me a pizza tomorrow with
a cube of the smoked mozzarella.
I'm not going to roll my eyes, but unless she didn't get the smoked mozzarella. All right, to all our friends in Camarillo and the other places, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. And so go to app at 877-465-8770 and download that 10th break from yesterday, how to win your nap. Win your practice Friday tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 770 KTTH.